The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Matthew 6, the 26th and the 28th verses, Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." Despite the fact that we are still in the month of September, the weather these past few days has been the kind that my mother would always speak of as October's bright blue weather. Until a few years ago, I had assumed that this was just my mother's own expression. But then I happened to discover a poem of this name by a very interesting 19th century American poet, Helen Hunt Jackson. Perhaps you know the poem, "October's Bright Blue Weather." I suspect that my mother had probably learned it in school. Well, what does all this have to do with the gospel read on this 15th Sunday after Trinity? In the gospel for this day, the Lord Jesus points to the beauty of creation. "Look at the birds of the air. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." And as we hear these words of Jesus, we are mindful of the fact that as St. John teaches us in his Gospel, and as the Church confesses in the Creed, Jesus is the eternal Son of God, through whom all things were made, and who, as St. Paul teaches us, the one through whom all things are held in being. The Father and the Holy Spirit, he is the Creator. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. And we take great pleasure, we rejoice in the beauty of all that he has made. But as we look at the world today, we see not only the beauty of all that God has made and holds in being, we also see a world filled with unspeakable suffering and cruelty caused by the actions of fallen, sinful human beings. Nor is that all. We also see unspeakable suffering caused by nature itself. Suffering on such a scale that many human beings have been led not only to question the goodness of the Creator, but even to wonder whether there is a Creator at all. Cruelty and suffering caused by evil men can be understood. But it's much more difficult to understand suffering at the hands of nature, of wind and wave, earthquake, fire, and flood. So how should we as Christians, who firmly believe in the goodness of the Creator, make sense of all this? Well, we can begin to answer that question by saying there is more here than meets the eye. There is more here than meets the eye. For behind these outward appearances, behind what we can see, there is, in fact, a cosmic struggle going on, a struggle in the unseen world between the good Creator and all the evil powers which want nothing more than to damage and destroy the goodness of creation in every possible way, to turn the powers of nature against us, to destroy us. And so, the struggle between God and the Prince of Darkness is not only a struggle among human beings, it is also a struggle which appears in nature itself. St. Paul points to this mystery when he writes, "We are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This coming Thursday is the feast of Saint Michael and All Angels. And in the epistle appointed for Saint Michael's Day, Saint John also points to this mystery when he writes, "Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, and the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." And the point of all this is that just as we can see natural processes, the sowing of seed, the harvest, and all that. But as Christians confess that behind all that and in all that, the Creator is at work, in the same way, behind all the suffering and bloodshed among human beings, and also behind all the calamities in nature, there is this unseen cosmic struggle between the good Creator and the fallen bodiless powers called the devil and Satan. Satan, of course, enlists human beings for his hateful, destructive purposes. Which means that some calamities in nature are also in part a result of what fallen human beings have done and are doing. Holy Scripture clearly teaches that before human beings rebelled against God, there was a rebellion in the unseen world, among the bodiless powers, among the angels. But Holy Scripture is very restrained in what it has to say about all this, apart from telling us that it happened. The results of that rebellion in the unseen world are with us to this day, and that will continue until the risen Lord finally appears in glory to put all his enemies under his feet. The decisive victory against all the powers of darkness was won on Calvary when the crucified Lord cried out, "It is finished," and bowed his head and died. A victory revealed when he rose again the third day from the dead and showed himself to his disciples. In offering himself on the cross as the innocent Lamb of God who bears the sin of the whole world, he robbed Satan of his power to accuse and condemn poor sinners who take refuge in Jesus. And because Jesus is the Prince of Life, he could not be held by death and the grave, but triumphed over them. Promises that all who place their trust in him will, in the end, also share in his triumph. And when all Christ's enemies have finally been put under his feet, creation itself will share in his victory. Creation being brought to that perfection which the good Creator intended from the very beginning. So take heart, dear Christians. Place your trust in Christ who conquered, knowing that come what may, you are through your Savior an eternally precious child of God whom nothing can destroy. And now receive him with a penitent and faithful heart, as the Savior now comes to you with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven in the holy mysteries of his life-giving body and blood. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us now stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God.